Schluss Karina Jüdisch-Litwa. Mishneh Berurah, well-known Mishneh Berurah, teaches us that the inyan of why the Kadmonim were misaken, that there has to be a minimum of 4 days of Shlichus before Rosh Hashanah. Mishneh Berurah brings down the Chazal in Parashas Pinchas that by all the Kavanahs state the craft and oil, it should be makriv a korban. Over Rosh Hashanah k'siv asisem oil. By all the Kavanahs it says the craft and makriv a korban. And Rosh Hashanah it says asisem oil. The lamech of Rosh Hashanah yasa odam atzmoy kilu makriv es atzmoy. A person of Rosh Hashanah, Basisim, you should be the oil. Not the craft of the oil, Basisim. Make yourself into a carbon. And that's why the Torah Kadesh changes the lashon of the Pasuk. Says Mishneh Berurah that the Balta carbon requires 4 days of beaker, a carbon requires 4 days of checking, of preparation. Whether it's right to be a carbon. So the Kadmonim were misakin to say sliches at least 4 days to bring us, to get ourselves, to prepare ourselves, to be making ourselves for the Hakrovas Hakrovim, which is ourselves. Vasisim, not Vikraftim. Shtein Mishneh Berurah, a gather of what is the avoid of Yimea Sliches. The gather of the avoid of, well, what should a person work on? What do we work on during these days? The avoid of Yimea Sliches is to prepare ourselves for that we ourselves are going to be our korban. B'negeah to this nekuda that a Rosh Hashanah person's makriv oneself, the days of slichas are to prepare for that nekuda of Rosh Hashanah that he turns himself into a korban for Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do we make ourselves into a korban? How do we makriv ourselves? So Gevenloch, normally we understand that to be makriv ourselves means that a person is prepared to die on Kiddush Hashem, a person is prepared to be makriv himself for the Eibishta, a person is prepared to be burned at the stake for the Eibishta. But there's another nekuda in a person making himself into a korban. We find in a dialogue, in a conversation between Shmuel HaNavi and Shaul HaMelech, when Shaul HaMelech left the behemoth of Amalek alive, Shmuel HaMelech gave him very shver teichacha, and he said, "Why did you listen to the Eibishta?" Vayomer Shaul, and Shaul said, "Asher shamati b'kol Hashem, I did the right thing. I listened to the Eibishta." We left over the behemoths of Amalek to bring karbonis. Vayomer Shmuel, "Hachefetz Hashem bo'elus uzvachim." Kishmoya b'kol Hashem, the Eibishta doesn't want your kabbonis. And then Shmuel HaNavi said to Shaul HaMelech, "Hinei shmoya mizevach toiv." Listening to the Eibishta is toiv, is better than bringing a carbon. Shmoya mizevach toiv, better than bringing a carbon is listening. Shmuel HaNavi made a comparison, he made an equation between Zevach HaKarbon and Shmoya, listening to the Eibishta. There's some sort of tzadashava between listening, hearing the Eibishta, and bringing a carbon. Listening is besser. What is this listening? It means to hear. Rabbi Ruchel Mashgiach makes a whole trask about this dialogue between Shaul HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi. Shaul HaMelech said he was right and he did the right thing and he went in the right way until Shmuel HaNavi told him Shemoya Mizevach Toiv, then he said Chatosi. When he heard that, when Shmuel HaNavi told him it's better to hear than to bring a carbon, the next pasuk Shmuel HaNavi says Vayomer Shaul Shmuel Chatosi. What was the nekuda? What did he tell him Shemoya Mizevach Toiv, that hearing is better than a carbon, that collapsed all the tightness all the excuses, all the terutzim of Shaul HaMelech. But we find in another chazal that shmoya, hearing, doesn't just mean listening. In the psikta state, tshuva Yisrael. Im yasa adam tshuva shlema, the person does tshuva, af haveris also enem ischashle, haveris are deleted. Zog chazal, va'af min ha-karbon es chavivei. A tshuva is more chava than a carbon. A carbon means a person sacrificing himself. What's the raya? What's the raya that tshuva is more chava than karbonus? From this pasuk, Shmuel HaNavi, Hine Shemaya Mizevach Toiv. Shemaya, listening, is more than a carbon. So you see that tshuva is more chaviv by the Eibishter than a carbon. Shteta Moriti Gezach in this chazal. The Shemaya, listening, is called tshuva. Ad kidei kach, that liktach in what Shmuel HaNavi said to Shaul, Hine Shemaya Mizevach, that Shemaya is more than a carbon, state that tshuva is more chaviv than a carbon. What is it in the nekud of shmoya that's tshuva? That's going back to the natural state of a person. There's a moridik chazal. Moridik chazal. We know that b'sha'as b'riyas ha'olam, the malachim said to the Eibishter, Mo'enosh Isis Kirenu, B'shas the Briyas Adam, the Malachim said, what are you creating a human being for? He's a walking, talking Chilul Hashem. He has Bechira, and he can ignore you. The Malachim said, Mo'enosh Isis Kirenu. Shteyin Yaris Dvash, Neb Yenison, Svasemes, that every year, the Malachim and Rosh Hashanah repeat the question to the Eibishter. Halloy, every year there's a new Briyas Adam. Every year there's a new cycle, like the Ramchal says. Boy, Olam, Oivim, Lufanov, Kivne Morin. We pass in front of the Eibishter, we get a new Tafkid, we get a new lease on life. And Hayizayim, Tchilas Masecha, Zokhtiran, that's going on Briyas Adam. Rosh Hashanah, there's a renewal of Briyas Adam every year. And the din of Rosh Hashanah is a Talod, is a derivative of that Briyah. The Eibishter recreates us, every Yachid, V'yachid, and gives them a job, and the din's a talad of that bria. State the malachim every year say mo'enosh kisis kirenu. Just the first time they said it, it wasn't clear that it's a chil Hashem. But lacha ma'isa, the malachim have a bigger taina mo'enosh kisis kirenu. You're creating a human being. Look what they did. Look what happened. What's the answer? What's the answer? What is the answer? Shein Chazal Mori de Gazach. What the Eibish the answer? Shein Chazal Kishabikish Akosh Boch all the verses Adam Nimloch Malach Hashoris Amal Amruloi Mo'enosh Kisis Kirenu. What are you creating a human being? We all know what a human being is. What the Eibish to say? Amalei Adam Shadi Reitzel Livrois Chachmosim Rushalachem is more Chachma than you the Malachim. What did he do? The Eibishter brought all the animals, all the chayis, all the nevroim. He asked other Rishim to give a name. Malachim couldn't give names. But what was the Matara? Continues the story. Amalek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he named the entire Bria, said the Eibishter to other Rishim, Mashmi, what's my name? Amalei Hashem, Adoy Shem, Lama Sha'ata Odon HaKol HaBriyas, you're the master. Hainu Dixiv, Ani Hashem, Hushmi Shekar the other region. Says the Medrash, Miad Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Malachim, Ru'u Chochma Shevaliba Shaladam, Vata Aimri Ma'enosh Kisis Kerenu, Yermaisener. The Eibishter said to the Malachim, Malachim have a good taina. Ma'enosh Kisis Kerenu, what are you creating Adam? What are you even bothering with him for? Why is he even a fleeting thought? Kisis Kerenu. Adam, Yisoyda me'ofa, V'soyfa le'ofa. So the Eibishter said to the Malachim, he knows to call me my name, he knows to call me Adon. Malachim don't know the Eibishter is the Adon, the Malachim don't know the Eibishter is the Master. Of course they do. But there's no chachma to that, there's no purpose to that. It's a davar poshut by them, because the Malachim are a creation of Ritzono Yisbarach, that's the whole Metzius. That did they recognize the Eibishter as the Adon. But we're Sayyidim Me'ofer, Me'ofer, Me'ofer. We're a collection of kin taiva kavim. But more than that, we have the ability to ignore the Eibishter. We have the ability to be quote-unquote independent. We have the ability to detach ourselves. We have the ability to live by ourselves. And other missions said, no, you're the other. Said the Eibishter to the Malachim, this justifies their creation. That's their Sluskim. That a mensch has the ability to do what he wants. He has the ability to do what he wants. If he wants, he can do what he wants. But in place of that, he says, no, no, you're the other, you're the master, you're the boss. I'm a kabbal on myself that you're the valid boss of my life. That's the justification of the creation of other Marishan. And that's the justification of every year. When the Malachim repeat themselves on Rosh Hashanah, Abol Neinu L'Toyva, Marnosh Kisiskerenu, why are you bothering again? In the 6,000 year cycle, every year, Nochamol, is our response to that is, no, you're the other, Malchus. And Rosh Hashanah, we say to the Eivishta, V'sivloich Ata, you're the other. And that we are able to be mevatel ourselves and be machni ourselves and say to the Eivishta, you're the other in Haganta, we could kilo ignore it, Kivayachol. That's the justification for another year. That's the justification to the answer. It was the answer back then to the Malachim Mo'enosh Kisiskerenu. And it's the answer every year from scratch. Where we say to the Eivishta, no, no, you're the Adon. That's the whole Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. And that's the natural state of the definition of the relationship of a Yid with the Eivishta. You're the Adon, you're the Balabas. You're the master. That's Tshuva. Tshuva means that we go back to the natural state that the Eivishta is the Balabas. Atakori Odoin, you're the Odoin. And that justifies that, and that only is what justifies our existence. That's what gives us a tafkid under the Odoin kite of the Eibishter. Toiv, Shmoya, Mizevach, Toiv, says the Psikta, is that Tshuva is more chaviva than a carbon. Tshuva is called Shmoya. The Targum Unkla says all over. That the word Shmoya means to kablon. Parashas Bechukosa, Vimloi Tishmuli, Veloi Sasvas Kala Mitzvah Sa'el, Zokhe Targum, Vimloi Sikablon Lememri. It doesn't say, listen, nothing here. It means to be mekabel on ourselves that the Eivishta is lost. That's what it means to hear the Eivishta. To hear the Eivishta means that we're mekabel on ourselves. That we're mekabel on ourselves, not that we heard what he said, that we're mekabel on ourselves what he said. Tishmuli means to be mekabel. Rabbi Yerucham explains that Shmuel HaNavi said to Shaul HaMelech, you have gewaltige cheshbonis. Chazal bring down the Gemaras, you made kavul chaimers and lomdus and cheshbonis, why he was doing the right thing. He said, he answered, said to Shmuel HaNavi, you're not shamoya. You're working in your own comfort zone. You're working with your own cheshbonis. You're working with your own ritzainis. You're working with your own negias. Shamoya, be mekabel that what the Eibishter says is your directive. The minute that Shaul HaMelech heard that, he said Chatosi. The roof makes a big traspa, the whole thing collapsed. He realized that he was working outside Shamoya, he was working inside his comfort zone. And Kolzman, he was working inside his own comfort zone on the Dargah of Shaul HaMelech, Vashtet Mendoch. He was all for the sake. Shmuel HaNavi said one thing, Shamoya Mizevach Toiv. You're missing Shemoya. The Eibishter doesn't want this, but he wants Shemoya. Shemoya means tekavlon. Shemoya means adoin. You have a boss. And the boss includes that you don't make your own cheshbonis and your own terutzim and your own understandings. Oy, Shaul HaMelech heard that from Shmuel HaNavi. He said, Chatosi, I made a mistake. Finished. The whole thing collapsed. He switched tracks. In this week's parashah, we just laying Shita Mori de Gazach. Shalom yearly. Bishrirus libi elach. This is what I'm going to do what I want. State le yoiv Hashem sloach le. State the Eibishter doesn't want to forgive me. It's the only time in the Torah Kadosh where the Torah Kadosh says, The Eibush doesn't want to forgive somebody. It doesn't say about any other Aveir in the Torah. Lo yoyv Hashem slacho. It's pachat chodim. Lo yoyv Hashem slacho. The Eibush doesn't want to forgive him. He's mufka from tshuva. It doesn't say that anywhere else in the Torah. That a person is mufka from tshuva. It doesn't say any Aveir, any hashchasa. What does it say over here that state lo yoyv Hashem slacho? State one thing. B'shrivus li be'elach. I want to do what I want. I want to do what I want. A person who wants to do what he wants is mufka from tshuva, because tshuva means shemoya. Tshuva means going back to the state of atakori odoi. That's the tsuras ha'odom. That's the justification for our existence. That's the answer to the tain of ma'enishkis. Is rather, what are we b'chal doing over here? Why do we b'chal the justification to be in the world? Atakori odoi. Is somebody who says b'shrirus li be'elach, somebody who's perfect, girl, somebody says, I don't have a boss, I can do what I want? It doesn't say to tshuva, because tshuva means the aleph beis of tshuva, the aleph beis of tshuva, the aleph beis of tshuva means that a person is mekabel on himself, oil machlo shemaim, that he has a boss, which is the definition of what the tsuras ha'adam b'shleimus is. Tshuva means going back. Going back to what? Going back to the way it's supposed to be. The way it's supposed to be is atakori adam. You're the master. And that's the justification for our existence. So, somebody who's not b'shrivus libi is yoyv Hashem slecha. The Eibushter wants. The Eibushter wants to give a clean slate. The Eibushter wants to give siyata d'shmaya. As long as the person is not a shrivus libi, as long as the person is not mufka from the Eibushter, as long as the person is a shamoya. Shamoya is tshuva. I was mekabel. Shamoya mizev achtoiv, says the psikta, tshuva is even more chaviva than a carbon. Abedal shteit amori dikazach. Shteito that Shmuel Anovi compared Shamoya to a korban. Shamoya is tshuva because tshuva means to kabbalim. Tshuva means to go back to the state of odoy. Tshuva means the opposite of shiras libeelach. That's the mitzias of going back to the normal relationship of odoy. That's what defined other missions taicha. Atkedekach the Eibushter said now he's worth the bother. Oh, but the Shmuel Novi compared it to a korban. The Ramban says in Parashat Vayikra that korbanah means that a person sacrifices himself. A person gives over his dam and his guf. A person gives everything for the Eibushter. Shmuel Novi was megala mori de kazach. That shamoya, if he meant just listening, that's not compared to a korban. Listening would always be great to hear. But the kabbalim, for a person to go be makabal on himself, that the Eibushter is his boss and the Eibushter controls his life, that's more than akrovas akrovas. That requires as that level of self-sacrifice, as that level of his patlos. It's more than bringing a korban. Shmuel Novi was megala. Shamoya mizev achtoiv. It's more than a korban. It's more than. There's no self-sacrifice like a person giving his life away and saying to Eibushter, you're the master. That's the gedder of what it means that Rosh Hashanah is a korban. We're the korban, and what are we doing? We're not just saying we're willing to invite in nefesh for his mitzvahs, very good. The korban is shemoya. The korban is, it's more than a korban. The Shmuel Novi compared it and said it's more than a korban. It's harder to do than a korban. If it's not harder to do than a korban, then it's not better than a korban. A korban requires a moridical level that a person is saying, I'm giving everything for the Eibushter. But shemoya means that in our everyday lives, we're accepting the fact that the Eibushter's rotzit is the ikar. We say in the end of Musaf by Malchus, Ubitaroscha Kosov Lemor, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. That's the spitz, that's the end of Malchus. There's no Malchus over the end of Pasuk. No, the Pshat is that Hashem Echod means that there's nothing else besides Ritzoinu Yisbarach. That's the spitz of Malchus. It's Machlekes in the Gemara whether we say it or not. But the spitz of Malchus is that you're the Melech, and there's nothing else. There's no other Rotzen. Hashem Echod. Achuzo Yisbarach. There's nothing else besides the Eibushter and the Bria. That's where we're trying to get to Rosh Hashanah when a person gets to such a darga. He sacrifices himself. It's not easy, by the way. It's not easy to make the Eibushter boy. We have all types of ritzoinus. We have all types of negias. We have all types of agendas. We have all types of worries. We have all types of areas in our life. It could be menon lechaver, menon makom, where the Eibushter is off the chart. And the avoid of korban is asisim, is to give ourselves over to the bailus of the Eibushter to re-justify our existence of atakori odin, shomoya. Tikabul, be mekabul, that's tshuva, and that's the asiyas hakarbon. Rabbi Saul Salanta says, Amori de Kazak, and Michtav Yud Zayin. He says, Odom la omul yulad. What is the amelus that a person was created for? Says Rabbi Saul, the ikur yigiyah that a person existed for is to step outside your comfort zone. All of this yageh b'avodas Hashem, loyrak lishmor mashet tivoy menicha ba'atzmoy. The person has a comfort zone, what his teva allows him. The person can have a very firm comfort zone, it can be very broad. Umashim ksat kvedus, something which is a little bit difficult for me, I don't do. Ki bazeh ha'oifin ein ha'odam oivir Hashem. That's how called you, oivir Hashem. It means you're following your comfort zone. V'yocho v'yuchal yikori chaliyah parigo. You can be a parigo. If you're operating only in your comfort zone, you're not prepared to give the Eibush the violence over things which are outside your comfort zone, you could be called a parakol, you could be called Shirus Libyelos. Avodas Hashem means that we bring the Eibush into places which are not so comfortable for us. That's the test, whether he's Taka the Odin, whether he's Taka the Master, whether he's Taka the Simlech. And the Ran says in Rosh Hashanah, Mufurish, Imru Lufane Malchiyas Kadesh Tam Lufuni Alechem is the carbon that we're makriv on Rosh Hashanah. The ability to say and to announce and to declare that the Eibush is our master over Dibra, over Machshava, over Maisa, that's our Hakrabos Karbonos. And then, when we break the Shrirus Libi Eilech, that we want to do what we want, the Eibush says, Yoyv Hashem L'slachle. The Eibush says, I want to do this, I want to give Siyata Dishmaya, I want to take you there, I want to bring you up to the place of Atakori Odor. That's the void that we have now in the few days left before the gewaltige days of opportunity of Yimei HaRotzen that are coming. We're going to be makriv ourselves. Makriv ourselves means that we're giving ourselves over to the Eibush as the boss of our lives. Amin Allah Haver, Amin Allah Mokka, Mamidis, and Avodas Hashem. That he's the boss. Atakori Odom. That's our definition. That's our justification for existence. That's what gives us meaning. Shomoya, to be a Shomeya. We have a few days now to prepare ourselves for this Akrovas Karbon. To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into our lives. To be mekabel ourselves all Malchus Shemayim. Which is not a burden. It's what justifies our existence. It's what defines our identity. It's what gives our life meaning. And then we'll be zeichet to Yoyv Hashem Shloach Loi. The more we're mekabel on ourselves, the more we connect on that level, the more we're prepared to be machniya ourselves, to be shomeya, to say odoyim. Then avada and avada will be zeicha to do tshuva, because that's what tshuva means. That's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Everybody asks, where's their tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? I didn't do tshuva, b'chal. We don't talk about chet. We don't do tshuva. We don't do vidui. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is malchus. We say to the Eibush, you're the master. That's shomoya. That's tshuva. Tshuva is going back to our natural state. So if we ask, there's no vidui, there's no charota, and there's no mention of chet on Rosh Hashanah. So where's the avodas ha-tshuva? It's aseres yimei tshuva. The answer is, tshuva begins with shomoya. Shomoya mizeh vachtoiv. Tshuva begins with malchus. Tshuva begins that a person goes back and we answer, we say, no, you're the odoin. That's the step of tshuva. That's taking us back to our natural state. And then, yoyv Hashem tzloach loy. The Eibush wants to give us tshuva, and we'll be nichtav and nechtav, l'alta, l'chaim, toiv, v'shalom, aruchim.